It's been stated or thought by some people that maybe the technology of Oncotype is going to replace the technology that we're using right now to measure ER and HER2 in the future. Do you think that's where things are heading?
I think it's very possible. Even though technically it sounds more difficult to do a nucleic acid assay where you're actually basically taking several sections of the tumor from the tumor block and grinding it up and extracting the RNA and then doing something called a quantitative RT-PCR assay, and then doing a readout. The nice thing about doing it in that complex fashion is that you have internal controls. And you actually know, are you measuring tumor or not? You also know whether you just have a bad sample or a good sample. And it basically takes out some of the variability that comes with fixation differences and with some of the biological problems that immunohistochemistry faces. So at the end of the day, albeit more expensive and more complex, I believe that nucleic acid-based technologies like Oncotype DX or FISH testing in a multiplex assessment of a patient's tumor are going to outperform our old warhorses, which are really immunohistochemical assays.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.